Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So in the last Perek, we spent a lot of time discussing what's considered to be one field, one unique field. We said a person has to give Pe'ah from each field individually, even though he may be growing the same object next to each other. If there are two different fields, he has to give Pe'ah and leave for the poor people on each one individually for whatever grew on that field. So we're going to discuss now over here, if you have a whole field worth of malbenot tevuah, if a person has different squares of grains growing in his property, but there's olive trees separating in between each square, randomly growing throughout his field, is that olive tree considered to be a separation between two squares that are next to each other or not? That's going to be the discussion of this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Malbenot ha-tevu'ah she-ben ha-zetim. If somebody grew squares of grain between olive trees, Bet Shammai omrim pe'ah mikol ehad ve'ehad. Bet Shammai says, you have to give pe'ah from every single one of those squares individually. Even though it's right next to another square, you have an olive tree in between them that demarcates the fact that this is its own field, and you have to give pe'ah from that square individually, and then from the one next to it individually as well. You have something in between them. Ubet Hillel omrim, Bet Hillel say, me'had al hakol. Bet Hillel say, no, you have one big field of grain, and you happen to have olive trees between them. Why are you telling me that that's a separation between the two? You happen to have olive trees there. That doesn't separate them. They're next to each other. Since they're next to each other, it's considered to be one big field. Don't say that the olive tree is going to be a separation between them. And by the way, we learn from here with the chidush of the fact that the Mishnah mentions olive trees is because olives are hayav in pe'ah. Olives are obligated in pe'ah. So it teaches you the extra lesson. Even if you have something else that you're obligated to give pe'ah for in between the two squares, you may think, okay, since there's something else that I'm giving pe'ah for, that serves as a separation. Kamash malan, we come to learn the chidush according to Beit Hillel, even if an item that I'm giving pe'ah for is in between my two squares of grain, that's not considered to be a separation. That's the chidush according to Beit Hillel. Even though I'm giving pe'ah from that olive tree, doesn't matter, Beit Hillel says, that's not considered to be a separation. Mishnah finishes off by saying one point of agreement. Umodim sh'im hayu rashe shurot me'oravin. Bet Shammai agree to Beit Hillel that if the edges of the rows were connected in some way, if they were touching, even if a little bit, if they were touching in some way, noten pe'ah me'ehad alakol. He would agree that you can give pe'ah from one square for the entire field. So they don't have to be fully touching, but if some of it is touching to each other of these squares of grain, you can give pe'ah from one section to the rest.